This is the Yisoid.
Like Rashi says, Mekiv here means, Rashi says, Chatasa Esei. Like, if you're over in Yisra Esei, can you bring a Korban Chatas for that? No. Mekiv here means that you want to be Kavua. If you want to say this is the Korban that you should bring, you have to bring, that's not true. A Korban Chatas cannot be brought for Yisra Esei. That means if someone is over in Yisra Esei, you cannot bring the Korban Chatas. But there is Mekivya, there is a can't be brought for this purpose. But Mekufya Mechapra, but a floating kapara you could have. Rashi says, the Hilkach, therefore, Amisha Mechuyiv Oilo, if somebody is Mechuyiv a Korban Oilo, meaning he is Mechayiv himself to bring the Korban Oilo, is Mapashit already, so then Sherem, then this Kriyiv Chatit, this Korban Chatit has nothing to do with him. Because Kivra, therefore, Oilo, since the person set aside a Korban Oilo already, so Shaykh Kulia say Shabiyodi Oilo, all the averis that he did, he's going to have his kapara on that Korban Oilo. Therefore he has nothing to do with the Korban Chatas. But the person did not set aside any Korban yet, and he has a verse of an essay, Biyodoi, so then it's Shaykh Chatas Gavei. Why? Because if he would have been Mechuyiv Chatas himself, so now with a floating kapara like Kufya, the Chatas, that Korban Chatas would have also been Mechaper on the Yisra Asayas that he has. So like, therefore, the Yisra Asayas that he did, since he does not have a korban for it yet, so therefore this korban chatas would give it a floating, would also be mechaper on it. Therefore he would have shaykhus this korban, therefore it's called a minoi, it would be a psul of shinu bailam. So that's the difference. That if the shimon is already mechuyiv a korban oilo, so the korban oilo is what's going to give the kapara. Therefore the chatas has nothing to do with him. But if he was not mechayiv himself to bring a korban oilo yet, but he has an Yisra Asay, so now this Korban Chatas would have Shaykhist him. Therefore, it would make a psul of Shinu Bailam. Alright, turn over. Now the Gemara says, Vaitam, the Yom Arov, Rav also says that we had the Gemara before, that Oilo, Sheshochet HaShloi Lishmo, let's say they made the Shchita on a Korban Oilo, Lishem HaKorban Shlomim, Salochar is like the first Mishnah says that the Zevach is kosher just as Olu L'Shem Choyva. So Rabbi says, you should know, also Lizarek Doma Shlo Lishmo, there's still a Nisra, there's still an Avera to do any one of the other Avoidus Shlo Lishmo. And then we'll tell the boy same, if you want, I could tell you Krod is a Pasuk for this. And the boy is same is Svara, if you want, I could tell you it's a reasoning, it's a Svara. The boy is same, if you want, I could tell you it's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Moises for Sechet Tishmo, like we had before. It starts off with a neder, and it ends off with the lashon of a nedava, to come to teach us that even if you are mishana on the korban you made the shino kodesh, then the korban still remains a nedava, and that's treat the korban nedava. There's an issa, there's a lav of lo yichoshev not to have the wrong machshava. And the boy said, if you want, I can tell you svar. There's a reasoning here, and the svar is simple: that mishum dishoni bo chod, like since he made a mistake, he made a shino once, does that give him the right to do it a second time? And could the Reish Pirko, like the Gemara we already said on that Bezam and Aleph, we already said this Torah there. Now the Marova Rova says also that Oilo Habo Liyachamiso, that they have a Korban Oilo, that the Yona died, and the Yorshim now bring this Korban, Salochari Shochetor Bishinu Kodesh Psula. If they shechted with the Shinu Kodesh, means they make this Oilo, Mishem Shlovim Staka Psula. Which means the old Sol Hashem Chayva, the Rashi says, V'tzarach HaYorish Lo V'yacheres, the Yorish now would have to bring another carbon. There'll be a psul of Shinu Kodesh. And but B'Shinu Bailim Ksheira. Let's say now they change around the Yonah, and the Koryan makes the Avoidus, not L'Shem the Yorshim, but L'Shem somebody else. And here the carbon is still kosher, Sol Hashem Chayva. What's the reason? How come there's no psul of Shinu Bailim? The answer is, because since the owner died already, even though the Yorshim take over, the Yorshim have to bring it, but our Kopon, there's no din Bailim. There's no Bailim Liyachamisa, therefore there's no Psul of Shinu Bailim Liyachamisa. But the Gemara says though, but Rav Pinchas, Rav Ami, Omar, he holds that no, that Yesh Bailim Liyachamisa, there is the Yorshim that consider the owners of this Korban now. And therefore, if they bring it, they make the shchito, they shame somebody else, they should be mechapet for somebody else, they'll be a psul of shinu bailam. Rashi says, yesh bailam means shehayur ishu baileho. the Yorshim, the ones that inherit their father, they're called the Bailim. And this the Gemara says, Omale Rav Ashi l'Rav Pinchas, Bered Rav Ami. So Rashi said, I guess the question like, according to Rav Pinchas, Bered Rav Ami, Dafko Komamar, Rav Ashi said to Rav Pinchas himself, Rav Ashi said to Rav Pinchas, that Dafko Komamar, did you mean Bedafko what you said? That Yesh Bailim Liyacha Miso, Uboyi Lasuye Oilachriti, and therefore let's say there be a psul, let's say they would make a Shina Bailim, then the pshat is that the Yorshim have to bring another one. That the mamash called the complete owner, that they have the chiyuv to bring the korban right now. Now, if there be any psulim, they'll have to bring another one. Or Dilma, maybe all you meant to say that Yesh Bailim just meant to say, that you should know these Yorshim, they're considered the Bailim, meaning that if you do bring the korban, they receive a kapara from the korban. And therefore, if you do it to shame somebody else, there's no kapara for the Yorshim. But maybe they're not really considered like the Bailim, they did not take over the chi of nether of the father, they would not have to bring another korban though. Rashi says, Itligi adarovo boilasu yachriti, so they go so far as Pinchas to say that mamish, that there'd be a psuna of shina Bailim, they would have to bring another korban. Or Dilma maybe, only meant to say, the yikur come after gadei, the Yerush mechapro. All he meant to say is that the Yerush will have a kapara from his father's korban. In Lashin, but they didn't make any shinui. Why? The story is the he didn't make any neder. Says to Shaila, how far did the Pinchas mean to say? So Pinchas says it back, and he said back, you should know, Omalei Davka Kamina, yes, I meant Davka, that the Yerush the Pshati is, he's like the owner right now, and since it's thought out to be a korban neder, it's like it's your korban now, but there is a neder. And therefore, you made a shinui. That the Yipsulus Ol L'Shem Chayvam, Enech Narmi the Yorshim, would have to bring another carbon. So Yomar Rov, it says, Oy led Dorin, he shnow a carbon, it was considered a Dorin, it's considered like a present. So Rashi says, Dorin means, Eino bo l'chapra l'esein, kapora mamish, it's not really coming only like for forgiveness, if a person did a chet in Yisra say, Ela acha shekipro, hachuva l'esei, he bo. After the person did tshuva on the Yisra say, now he brings the korban like for a present. Lahakabolas ponim, like to be mekash, Shem should be mekabu you. Ki yodum, like your friend, Shasarach the Melech, a person that did something wrong to the king, to reitzura de praklitin, he wants to be nice to him, so he gives him a present first. Okay, shibol lahakaponav, maybe Durham Biyodum, who comes to see him, you give him this present. That's what a korban oil is also. Oira durini, an oil is called a present to Hashem. So when it says, hey, Kedomi, what's the case talking about? That, e deleket tshuva, if the person did not do tshuva, since so zevach reshem to Eva, so Pshiti did not bring a korban. A korban of a rosh is to Eva, is disgusting. Like, Lahuri, if you only bring a korban, if you did tshuva. The deleket tshuva, if the person did tshuva, hotani learned, over our mitzvah's essay, vishov, if a person did an aveir in Yisra say, and then he does tshuva, so it says clearly the Gemara Yuma says that Lezoz Mishom as Shemoichlam Loi, he does not move from there until he has the Mechila. So he has the Mechila. So why does he need a carbon for? El Shramina, here's the proof that what's the purpose of a carbon Eila? The proof is Doirinu. It's considered like a present. It's not really for the Kapora. The real Kapora is the Tshuva, but just it's a Doirin. And Tanya Nami Hochi, we're going to learn this also. Tanya Nami Hochi, the Rama Reb Shimon, Chat is Loma Bo. What are we bringing korban? Chatas fourth. What kind of question is that? Loma bo lechaper. It comes for a kapora. You did a chet, ye chelev, ye dam, you need a kapora. El rather loma bo lefnei eilo. How come the korban chatas comes first before an eilo? Rashi says that komokim shemei vi chatas vi eilo. Chatas kodim, like learned out before, like we'll learn later in the perek kol todir. The answer is le praklit shenichnas. Durin Achrov. Rosh Hashanah Praklit means Melech Toy. First you have a lawyer for you. Like first you bring your chat to have a kaporo. And then after that you bring a Durin, you bring your present afterwards. So that's what we say now, that the main purpose of the Korban Eilah is for the Durin, like Stam, to be good with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give him Hashem like a present. Yeah. Let's try to speak sad. I forgot, you call us your legis, some servant knows you, the Lemaisi Korban Eilah. Mishteruya the Kodeshim when it comes to Matyam Tid Kodeshim, still, Lechilka territory doesn't make any differences. Now the Gemara says, like it says in the Mishnah, Chutz Min HaPesach V'Yachatis, that even though Kol Azrochim Aksherim Shemar L'Shmo Shefli Oloi, but a Korban Chatis and a Korban Pesach is possible. The Gemara says, Pesach Min Olam. How do we know that a Pesach is possible? The last one is a question, really is a double question here. Bein L'Mitzvah, Bein L'Yakiv. How do we know to say that Zayitz a Mitzvah to have L'Shmo, and if you do a Shemar L'Shmo, it's even L'Kuvah? So Rashi says that the fact that we thought right now, we did not learn out a chatas from a korban shlomim. That it doesn't say in that pasuk a chatas. So we do not even know that by korban chatas you have to have lishmo lechatchila. And who adin a korban pesach? Well, not a chatas. I mean, a korban pesach we're talking about now. Like the Korban Pesach doesn't say in that pasuk. So how do we know that Korban Pesach both needs kavona lishmo lechetchilam and even liyakuva? That's the most question now. Pesach minolam. Tichsiv the pasuk says shomor es chodesh aviv. Watch this month. The yosisa Pesach. What does yosisa Pesach mean? Sheyekol asiyosu l'shem Pesach. All the avodas you do should be done lishmo l'shem a Korban Pesach. So what's very good? Ashgichon shinu chodesh. So far we found out, Shino Kodesh, it has to be done L'Shem Korban Pesach, and not L'Shem any other Korban. But Shino Bailim in Olam Hamnog is also Psul of Shino Bailim by Korban Pesach. You see, the Pesach says, another Pesach says, V'yamatem Zevach Pesachu, say this should be a Korban Pesach, which means to teach us, Shetei Zvicho L'Shem Pesach, that the Shechita should also be done L'Shem Pesach. And the question is, you did not need this pasuk for the psul of Shino Kodesh, because we have already a pasuk of Shomer B'Yosisa Pesach. It's to know Inyan L'Shino Bailim. Use the second pasuk to teach us that there's a psul of Shino Bailim. He has to be mechatim for the right owner, and not that the pesach should go for a different owner. So Mor says, so far Ashkechon L'Mitzvah. True, we found two psukim, and they're both L'Mitzvah. So L'Chetchili is supposed to be mechatim L'Shem Pesach and L'Shem the owner. But L'Yakev Minolan, how do we know if you have the wrong kavon in the stock of su? So Makro, the Pesach says, V'zovachto Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha. Another Pesach, V'zovachto, that the Zvich again should be done L'Shem Korban Pesach. So from here I know it's Likuva. See that a Pesach teacher of the Korban Pesach is Likuva, it's possible if you have a Shino Kodesh or a Shino Bailim. Ma'af Kivlo Rav Safro, Felti has the question, Hai V'zovachto, it's Pesach of V'zovachto. Lochu, the Yos is the truth that comes for this. Hai mi boyle, we need it for something else. We could have Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman says. The Yom Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, oh my Rabba, Baravuom, mi nayin, how do I know? Lamoisa Pesach. A Korban Pesach that was not brought on Yudal on Erev Pesach. The leftover Korban Pesach. The Rashi says, sure, but it was lost. And they brought a different Korban instead. And now they found the first one. What do we do with this Korban? How do we know that a moisture left over from a Korban Pesach? Shekor v'shlomim, that automatically it has a loch like a korban shlomim now, is brought to the terrace of korban shlomim, shenema, because the pasuk says, v'zovachto pesach l'shem l'kecho, tzoynu boker, says to bring from tzoynu from boker. The question is why? V'aloi ein pesach bu'elem min ha'kfosim v'menizim. We know that a korban pesach is only from tzoyn and not from boker, either from lambs or from goats, but not from cattle, not from oxes. So what does the pasuk mean to say that the zavach to pesach l'shem l'kecho tzayin u'boker? So the deek is mikant nivul and out l'moyser ha-pesach, that this korban that was left over, you did not bring it on erev Pesach. What do we do with it now? She had l'dover avom and tzayin u'min ha-boker. It should be for type of a korban that could be brought from either a tzayin or a boker. Or my knee, what type of a korban is this? Shlomim. Rashi says, "Hai shlomim shein boyi mikol tzayin u'mikol boker." This is the only korban that you have your choice. You can bring this many types of a korban, many types of an animal. There are special lochis. So the kavonis has special lochis. What's the one korban that it could be brought from either a zocher in a keva or any type of an animal? That's the shlomim. So it's possible to be zovachto. Pesach Lashem Lekecha, teaching us that a Moise Pesach is brought for Shlomim. So it does not teach us the halachas of Shinu Kurdish or Shinu Bailim. Elo the Gemara says Rabbi Omer Rav Safra, V'zavach, the Pesach is true like the Rav Nachman, use it for Rav Nachman's Joshua. But Shomar es Kurdish Aviv LeMitzvah. From here we know that L'chatchil is supposed to be Mechavin L'shem HaKorban Pesach. Now, the Shinu Kurdish is from this Pesach, Shomar es Kurdish Aviv LeMitzvah, B'Shinu Kurdish. And the Amat and Zevach Pesach b'shinu b'ayinu l'mitzvah. That's where I know from the Pesach b'Amat and Zevach Pesach that you have to do it for the right owner and not for somebody else. And then the Pesach says who? It says the Amat and Zevach Pesach who? What's the word who? So l'akev that tells us it has to the daf could be done l'shmo, and if you do it shver l'shmo, it's possible. Now Rashi says who? Mashma Pesach who? Beviyosam l'shmoi kosher shver l'shmoi possible. What's very good? Hocho v'hocho. So lakir dein hocho v'hocho. Shashi b'shinu kodesh b'shinu b'aylam. Du mashma tavayu. Kishu osu ki mitzvose mashma. Mashma the Korban Pesach is only kosher if it was done the way it was supposed to be done with all its halachis. Meaning both the shinu kodesh had to be done with Shem and Korban Pesach and for the right owner. That's how we know it's likuvo by Korban Pesach both the psul the shinu kodesh and shinu b'aylam. So we said very good, but still we only find so far that the Epsol of Zvicha, the Shashchita, the Shinu Kurdish or Shinu Bailim. Shar Avodis Minolan by the Kabbalah, the Aloch of the Zvicha, how do we know? And the Gemara says, the Goli Goli, that once I see that the Shchita of a Korban Pesach is evenly Kuba, that the small of the other Avodis should have the same Aloch like a Korban Pesach, like the Zvicha, like the Shchita. Just like the other Kabbalahs, the other Haloch, the other Avodis. Have the same halacha like shchita. There's never a difference between the shchita and the kabbalah and halacha and the zrika. Who are then here also by Korban Pesach? Once we know at least by the shchita, is the avodas pasul. Who are then pasul by the other avodas also? Rav Ashi Yamano, hoyu v'goli goli leyamin. I do not say this svara. Maybe the pasul only means it by shchita and not by the other avodas. So how do I know the other avodas? El avodas minolan. The pasuk says zoi sater le'elov la'mincha. So there's the Ekish, that all the Kabbonists always have the same halacha. And Vitanya we also learned. Because it says, B'yoyim Tzavoy says, B'nei Yisrael, La'akir v'es kovenehem. What does this pasuk mean? Zeh b'chor, O ma'isr ha'pesach. So Enechman, in the first pasuk, Zeh Sater, does not say Korban Pesach. But in the next pasuk, of B'yoyim Tzavoy, and this pasuk, which is Samach, which is next to the pasuk of Zeh Sater, here it does say the union of a Korban Pesach. And therefore, Akeshin Akosav Lishlomim, the Apostle means to make the Hekesh of a Korban Pesach to a Korban Shlomim. And like this, Ma Shlomim, just by a Korban Shlomim, Bein Shinu Kodesh, Bein Shinu Bailim, Bein Le Mitzvah, just like by Shinu, by Korban Shlomim. There's a Din Lechatchila, to have Kavonah Lishinu of the right Kodesh. And the right owner is to have Kol all other Kavonahs, Bein Shinu Kodesh, Bein Shinu Bailim. Lemitzvah. Now, Kishlamim, just like Korban Shlamim, Ma Shlamim is Bein Zvicha, Bein Shar Avodis. Loi Cholak to them Lemitzvah, just like by Korban Shlamim. There's no difference between the Avodah of Shchita, or Kabbalah, or Halacha, or Zrika. You all have the same Halach as Lemitzvah, Lechatchila. You're supposed to be Mechavan Lishmo, and the right owner is Av Pesach, the same thing by Korban Pesach. Loi Tech Lak Boy, there should be no difference Bein Zvicha, Le Shar Avodis. Whether it's a Shchita or Shar Avodis Lakif, that just like by Shchita it's Likuba, who are din by the Shar Avodis also with Likuba, it has to be done Lishmo, and Shlal Lishmo will be absolved by all the Avodis. And Moran Prak the Minshu Mishnema, who was Licha, and Eli Yakir. Elamar says, if so, Elohu Lomali, what do I need the Pasuk now, who for? Now again, Morris, Elohu is so Lomali, we're in the Pasuk, who for? Now learning it out from this Hekish, what do we need the Pesach Hu? Pesach Hu. So Mar says, the Kiratan, like we learned, Nem of a Pesach Hu b'shchito, l'akev. It says, by Korban Pesach, yetaka, the shchit is l'kuba. Aval oshom, but by Korban oshom, l'nem by Hu. El li'ach rak Torah se'murim. It only says the word Hu, by Yoshimu, by the passion of burning the fats. Hu atz mosh luk to emurim kosher. And by Korban oshom, if you don't burn the fats, still the Korban is kosher. So therefore, by Korban Oshom, we do not learn that there it means likuva.
Rashi l'katanya kloima legiloi al hu de gabi yoshim. It says who by Pesach teaches what the word who means by korban yoshim. Le'asin psuminei that by korban yoshim we do not learn that it has to be lishmo. In other words, it's possible. To the mahavler of Yeshua le'belez le'karma perkin. Shadars oshim he dashin oshim ul lishmoi kosh lishmoi possible. One wanted to make the drasha yet that says who by yoshim to teach us that shlo lishmo is possible. And we answered Rashi says look mahavler of Yeshua no. Pesach nana boyhu b'shchita. Therefore, still lishmoi is possible. But by Yashim it says the word who by the Akhtara Seymurim, and we know that Akhtara Seymurim is not Likuva. Therefore, Nechlan, even without the Akhtara, it will be Kosher. Therefore, by Yashim we do not play any psul of Shinu Kodesh that does not pass. Now, Chatis, Minolon, Nechsiri, Bishokha, Toysel, Chatis, Shdei Shchit, Lashem, Chatis. So, Ashkechlo, and Shchit, the Kabbalah, Minolon, Nechsiri, it says, Lotta Chakayim, Midana Chatis. Alright, we'll continue on the next page.